message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Take your seat. I know somebody's wondering, is this pastor fasting at all? Is he fasting at all? How come his dance is like someone that is not fasting? Praise the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. And tonight, God will renew your strength. I say, God will renew your strength. I say, God will renew your strength. In the name of Jesus. You will never taste weakness and tiredness again. You will never taste weakness and tiredness again. I welcome you to this service tonight, and I know that in the name of Jesus, nobody here will go back home the same in the name of Jesus. We are in our month of wisdom for higher heights and giant strides. And we are in a 3 days fast, which started yesterday. We are grateful to God for the first day. God blessed us yesterday extensively through his servant. And tonight we are here again for another touch. And I know that somebody is here tonight. Tonight is your own night. And tonight is wisdom. We'll be receiving wisdom. And it will be coming to us via the communion and via the word tonight. I'll be speaking briefly on wisdom for successful living. Wisdom for successful living. What is wisdom? Number one is wisdom is locating God's ways of doing things. Locating the way God does things. That is wisdom. Locating, assessing how God does things. Number two, what is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it in order to get results. Wisdom is knowing what you are to do, and then you do what you are to do, and then you get your required result. In Matthew 7 verse 24, Matthew 7 verse 24, the Bible is speaking to us, showing us the importance of wisdom. Matthew 7 verse 24. The Bible says, praise the Lord. I read, the Bible says, therefore whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house on the rock. Anybody that hears these sayings of mine, then the person will be a person whose life will be a successful life. And I know somebody here tonight, it is your life I am talking about. I say it is your life I am talking about. Number three, what is wisdom? Wisdom is maximum utilization of all of life's resources. Maximum utilization. Maximum utilization of all of life's resources. Foolishness, on the other hand, is wastage of life resources. Wastage of life, wastage of destiny. Bishop Benson Dahosa of blessed memory said, a big head without wisdom is heaviness to the neck. Having a big gigantic head, they even call you head banger. Without anything inside called wisdom is a sign that one is giving his neck too much weight, too much trouble. Wisdom is different from common sense. Wisdom is scriptural sense. It's not common sense. Wisdom is scriptural sense. Can you imagine a young lady who stays in a man's house, who promised her marriage, and was there for 7 years, eating, drinking, and sleeping with the man every day. And after 7 years, the man used leg to kick her out. She lacks this thing. She lacks common sense. The sense is not there, but the beauty is there. Wisdom is different from common sense. And the wisdom of God is a mystery. Someone say mystery. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. The wisdom of God is a mystery. It's not something that an ordinary person can understand. It is mysterious. It is something that is beyond understanding. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7. The wisdom of God is a mystery. And that mystery will be unveiled to somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. We speak the wisdom of God in it. So when you hear the wisdom of God, it looks mysterious. It looks mystical. But it's not mystical. It's just something that will bring about a permanent change in your life. And tonight, somebody will access wisdom in Jesus' name. I say somebody will access wisdom in Jesus' name. Wisdom is what brings you onto your expected end. Proverbs 24, verse 13 to 14. It is when you have wisdom that you enjoy your expected end, which is success. Until you have wisdom, says my son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom, somebody say knowledge of wisdom. Knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. When you have wisdom, your expectation is never cut off. There are some people here tonight, your expectation will never be cut off. Quickly tonight, what are the types of wisdom? What are the types of wisdom? What are the different types of wisdom that are available? Number one type of wisdom available is earthly wisdom. We can get all this wisdom from James chapter 3 verse 15 and 17. James chapter 3 verse 15 and 17. All the different kinds of wisdom are there. 15 first. Thank you, Jesus. The wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly. Someone say earthly. Sensual. Someone say sensual. Devilish. Someone say devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So this shows us that there are basically four types of wisdom. The first one is earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom is wisdom of the world, or what you can call common sense wisdom. Just natural wisdom. When a child is born, you don't need to teach the child how to suck the mother's breast. The child doesn't know to go to school that when you are born, you need to suck your mother's breast. It's just natural. It's just general wisdom. That is a natural wisdom. Number two type of wisdom is sensual wisdom. This is the wisdom of men. This centers on the senses, or you can call it intellectual or scientific wisdom. Wisdom from research. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 6. These are wisdom from research. Wisdom from going to school. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. So, sensual wisdom is the wisdom of this world. Nor of the prince of this world that come to naught. So, this wisdom is the wisdom of the world. The wisdom you get from school. From going to school. University, polytechnic, colleges of education. You are a pilot, you are an engineer, you are an architect. These are the kind of wisdom you get that are called sensual wisdom. And number three type of wisdom is called devilish wisdom, or what you can call occultic wisdom, or you can also call it diabolical wisdom. Devilish wisdom is just like it sounds. It is devilish. It is satanic. It is evil. It is not from God. It is evil power. Don't let anybody tell you that devil doesn't have power. Devil has some power, but the power he has is not as compared with the power of our God. This devilish wisdom is the kind of wisdom whereby somebody will be in his room alone on his bed and will hear a dirty slap on his cheeks, and the mark of the slap will be there, and there will be nobody to, for him to see, to point to. That's what they call devilish wisdom. The wisdom of the wicked world, wisdom of witches and wizards and diabolical forces. I've told you before, many years ago, while I was in Ibadan, a guy that attended our church told us a story of somebody who carried a lady on along Ring Road. How many of you know Ring Road in Ibadan? Carried somebody along Ring Road around Christmas. This was many, many years. I can't remember how many years now. And as he took the girl home, the girl said, "You must pay me first before you do anything with me." He said, "No, I must look at this thing first before I pay." He said, "No, pay me first." And the argument was on. And they were both on the bed, and the girl just disappeared from his sight in the bedroom. Immediately he saw that, he went on his knees and started begging inside the air, "I know you are here," because the girl threatened that your life will never be the same as I'm going now. He thought the girl was just going to open the door and walk out. She disappeared from his sight. That's what they call devilish wisdom. And as he knelt down, begging for some time, the girl reappeared again and sat down and said, "God save you. Oh yeah, give me the money. You won't do anything, but give me the money. Let me go." And she collected the money, she did her makeup, and she left. Recently, I also heard of a story of a police officer that was traveling. I don't know how many of you read it on the internet. A lady was traveling, a police officer, to console somebody to console a mother whose child died in the police force somewhere in the east. And as they were going, she wanted to ease herself. And as she wanted to ease herself, the bus parked for them. She went into the bush as a lady. She must just not ease herself anyhow. It's only men that ease themselves anyhow. She entered the bush to try to ease herself. And as she was there, she saw a snake, big one, coming down from the tree. And as the snake got down, the snake turned into a very pretty lady. He said it's as if she should poo-poo where she is. But something somehow just made her to hold her peace. She just kept quiet there. And as she kept quiet, the person just did like this, pam, 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 and walked to the road. And she was flagging down cars. And one big jeep just parked. "Where are you going in there again?" And the lady entered inside AC and they zoomed off. And she ran out and said, "Everybody, do you see what I saw now?" They said, "Yeah, we saw that lady." He said, "This is what happened in the bush. This is what they call devilish and occultic wisdom." Somebody's in Nigeria. Somebody's in London. And from Nigeria here, they call his name Dudumbalu. Dudumbalu, return back with speed. And he packaged his passport and he faced the airport. He said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going home." Anyone that is trying to attack you from the spiritual realm, the Lord will frustrate them. That's why the Bible says that no weapon that is formed against thee can prosper. And every tongue that rises against in judgment, the Bible says, you will condemn them. Today I condemn those tongues. Isaiah 54 verse 17. Today I condemn those tongues. Anyone trying to condemn you, God will condemn them. Say, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Say, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. I want you to know they are there, but they can never touch you. I said they can never touch you. And number four kind of wisdom is divine wisdom. That's the kind of wisdom we'll be talking about tonight. Divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. John 3 verse 31. John 3 verse 31. Whatsoever is above all. You can also call divine wisdom, wisdom from above. You can also call divine wisdom, wisdom that is from above. Wisdom that is from above. That wisdom is coming for you here tonight in Jesus' name. This wisdom is superior to every other kind of wisdom. This divine wisdom is superior to earthly wisdom, to sensual wisdom, to devilish wisdom. It is the most authentic kind of wisdom. And as God liveth, many here tonight are going back home with that kind of wisdom. I say many here tonight are going back with that kind of wisdom. Very soon, when your friends will see you, they will be surprised at what God has brought out of your life. If I were you, I would say a big amen. In Daniel 1 verse 17, speaking about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, Daniel 1 verse 17, Bible says, as for these four children, God gave them. Someone say God gave them. God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and revelation. These four children were, when they spoke with wisdom. Anywhere they go, people take their bow. Something was in their head called wisdom. Also, looking at a man like David, the Bible says David was a man who was better than his teachers. He said, I know better than my... Can you imagine somebody having a professor and knowing better than his professor? David was so much endowed with wisdom that he had access to supernatural knowledge that was beyond human understanding. Today, that is the kind of wisdom God will give you. Those that taught you, very soon you begin to teach them. Those that showed you things, very soon you begin to teach them. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? That was the kind of knowledge that Michael Faraday had. Bible says he was just a physician or a lab attendant who later began to teach his own professor. The same professor that taught him as a lab attendant with only 2 or 3 years formal education, he began to teach them. Very soon, your story will hit global news. I say your story will hit global news. Everybody will thank God for you. That was also the kind of wisdom that A.L. William had. This was a man who, through his church life, began a business in insurance. He was a churchman to the core. He was a worker in his church. A.L. William. He was a man who, after 10 years, just 10 years of running a business, had 160,000 staffs under him. 10 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just 10 years. 160,000 staffs working under him in his insurance company. Anytime this man gets to any place, say, where is the church here? Is there any church here where I can worship God? I need to get some wisdom today. Any church here? Is there any church here? Any community where A.L. William goes to, he looks for wisdom. If you see a man or woman that doesn't crave after wisdom, you have seen a gallant failure. Any man or woman that has a distaste for wisdom is a gallant failure. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 7, say wisdom is the word. Principal. When you say something is the principal in a secondary school, who is the highest person there? Because the Bible cannot say wisdom is a vice chancellor thing. That's why he said wisdom is a principal thing. Neither can he say wisdom is a headmaster thing. So that's why he's trying to let us understand that wisdom is so crucial that when you don't have it, you are doomed. As from today, God will open the windows of wisdom to you. I say God will open the windows of wisdom to you. And in this month of wisdom, you are going to assess wisdom like you have never seen it before. Quickly tonight, because of the shortage of our time, pathways to wisdom. Pathways to wisdom. What are the ways that can give me wisdom? I need wisdom. How can I get wisdom? I require wisdom. How can I get wisdom? What is the pathway to wisdom? Number one pathway to wisdom tonight is the love of God. Someone say the love of God. Every great building has a foundation. And the foundation for wisdom is the love of God. It is in this foundation of the love of God that wisdom is secured. Whereas there are many worshippers of God, there are very few lovers of God. Many worship God. If you go to church, many are there for miracles, for signs, for wonders, for testimonies, for change of story, and many things. Men, some come for husband, some come for wife, some come for contracts, some even come to church because of business. I heard that in that church there are many big people there that can help me to get some business. But very few actually come because they love God. God is an epitome of love. In fact, God's dominant nature is love. You can call God love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16. God is love. God himself is love. God himself. And we have known and believed the love of that God had to us. God is love. Now, what is God? So, God can also be called love. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God. And God in him. Any man that desires wisdom must have a heart of love. It is the heart of love you have for God that makes God to give you wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 3, you know that story very well of how Solomon offered unto God 1,000 burnt offering in one night because he loved God, not for any other thing. And Solomon loved the Lord. That was the reason why he gave to God. And Solomon loved, because many of us will just jump to the sacrifice. Oh, he gave the sacrifice. What is the beginning of? What can spoil a man to give that kind of sacrifice? Love. And because of this, God showered him with wisdom. Tonight, God is going to baptize you with a fresh spirit of love. God is going to baptize you with a fresh spirit of love. Love is a choice you make and not a gift. Nobody's gifted to love God. You make the choice. I will never leave God. Like Apostle Paul said, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can. There are some Christians, the smallest thing like this, they want to leave God alone. May none of us here be like that in the name of Jesus. I say, may none of us here be like that in the name of Jesus. Your love for God provokes him to give you this thing called wisdom. One of the benefits of God, of being a lover of God, is continuous flow of wisdom. 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 A lover of God is never bankrupt of wisdom. I've never seen a lover of God that is, when you see people that love God, when they speak with wisdom. When they talk knowledge. When they speak with understanding. As from today, when men hear you, they will thank God for you. I said, when men hear you, they will thank God for you. No longer will foolishness be heard in your mouth. No longer will foolishness be heard in your mouth. How do you love God? Number one, that is 1A, serve him. If you really love God and you want wisdom, serve him. Number two, how do you love God? How do you express your love to God? Win souls. Look for souls. Gone after souls. Run after souls. Pursue souls. Don't be among those that pursue people out of the church. Be among those that gather the multitude. Be among those that multiply the multitude. Pursue souls. Number three. How to love God is give to him. Give to him. God is never in lack and he can never be in lack. But when you love, you give to him. When you love, you must give. It's a must. One of the first signs to know. When you love God, you always want to give to him. When you love God, you always want to release to him. Every God lover is a very, very massive giver. Because anybody you love, you always give to them. You always give. Number four, how to love God. Honor him. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. be. He that honoreth me, I also will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. So if you love God, honor him, esteem him very high, lift him up. Let God be lifted up in your mouth, in your conduct, in your behavior. Everything you do, lift God up. And as you do this, I see God blessing you in the name of Jesus. I say, I see God blessing you in the name of Jesus. Number two, wisdom pathway. Number two, wisdom pathway is the word, or you can also call it the Bible. The Bible. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. This is how to get to higher heights. The Bible says, if you can pay attention to my words, I will take you to a higher height. I will lift you to a higher height. I will place you at a higher level. I will move you to a higher pedestal. That's called the level of wisdom. Don't forget that the Bible says, by wisdom, kings reign and princes decree justice. It is wisdom that makes a person to reign. The Bible says, if you can attend to the word, I will make sure you reign. If you are going to reign, shout a big hallelujah. He said, if you want to reign, attend to this word. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. The Bible speaking there, say, my son. Someone say, my son. Or my daughter. Someone say, my daughter. Attend to my word. If you want wisdom, attend to my word. If your desire is to do well in life, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Like, have your Bible on every parameter, on every gadget you have. Have your Bible on your phone. Have your Bible on your laptop. Have your Bible, a physical Bible, with different versions if you like. Ensure that the Bible does not depart from your eyes. That's what the Bible is saying. Ensure that everywhere you... I can't imagine somebody traveling from here, even to Oshogbo there, without a Bible. Even from here to school, you should have a Bible. Because that is the major... I'm not done with that. That's the major point for securing wisdom. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them, and flesh to all their flesh. So the hell to all their flesh. The Bible is full of wisdom. In fact, you can call the Bible a book of wisdom. It's a combination of the wisdom of God. And the Bible is full of God's wisdom. And that's why the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 that this book of the law must not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt find good. So don't allow the Bible to depart from your mouth. Carry your Bible everywhere. Read it every time. Study it every time. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen to me, the devil is always trying to make us so busy from studying the Bible. Because he knows that in this Bible is the wisdom that will change our life. The devil knows, in this Bible is the wisdom that will change our life. And he does not want our lives to change. But that devil is a liar. I say that devil is a liar. I said that devil is a liar. You see, if you really want to show that you are smart, the best way is for you to outsmart the devil. And how do you outsmart the devil? When you know his tricks and you outsmart him. You know what Moses and Mary, what they did when Jesus was born? They outsmarted Herod. He was waiting for them to pass or to pass another way. Waiting for the wise men also to come back and give him news. So, when you want to really be wise, you have to outsmart the devil. The Bible is rich. Somebody say rich. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. The Bible says the Bible is profitable for doctrine, for profitable, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. The Bible is rich in doctrine. is rich in correction, is rich in reproof, is rich in instructions. From next week, we'll be taking a series in our Wednesday services, and I'm so sure you will never want to miss one single day in that series from next week Wednesday. Instructions for destiny distinction. It's going to be very, very, very explosive the remaining 3 weeks. Very, very explosive. Very, very explosive. Word will come out from this altar. But let's go on with this wisdom fast first. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. So the word is so important. The word is so important. In Colossians 2 verse 3. In Colossians 2 verse 3. The Bible speaking. In whom we all hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In whom are all hid the treasures. So there are treasures of wisdom and knowledge hid inside the scripture. It is hidden there. You have to search for it. That's why when you want to study the Bible, you don't just carry the Bible and begin to read like a magazine, like Hint magazine. You say, Holy Spirit, reveal something to me in this world. Show me something in this world. Let me see something I've not seen before. We got this land. We are all here through the word. I just finished studying the Bible and I saw that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So God is the one that owns all the earth. God is the one. I think there was another scripture too I saw. I think in the book of Psalms, chapter 2 or so. I just saw those scriptures. I said, so God is the one that owns everything. If God is the one that owns everything, then why are we looking all around? And immediately this land appears. Somebody's here today. Your breakthrough will appear suddenly. I said, your breakthrough will appear suddenly. Ask of me and I shall give unto thee. I shall give unto thee the hiddens for thy inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possessions. Psalm 2 verse 8. I saw those scriptures and I said, so everything is owned by God. And if I ask him, he will give me everything for my possession. Following day, somebody called that we have a land for the church. Somebody is here today. What you are trusting God for, miraculously you will get it. Miraculously you will get it. In the name of Jesus. Until you are ready to swallow the pill of the word, you are not ready for your life to change. Until you are ready to sit down with this Bible to read, you are not ready for a change of life. Listen to me, friends. Nobody can outgrow eating. Even if you are 90 years old and you say, I don't feel like eating again, then the grave is the next thing. No, but even a man of 120 years old that has been eating since he was born from his mother's breast like this, eating every day. At 120, they say, Papa, eat something. Papa, eat something. Doctors, most of the time, say, when somebody is still eating, the person is not ready to die yet. When somebody is sick and the person is not eating, we are all very jittery. But as long as somebody is eating and is sick, say, he will be okay, she will be okay. It is the same thing with the scripture. Once you stop eating the scripture, then your spirit begins to die. That's why you must always eat the scripture. This is our food. The Bible says it is meat indeed. So this book is meat. It's also milk. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that you might grow thereby. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. So you must realize that you must not stop sucking from this Bible. As you suck, you get wisdom. As you read it, you get wisdom. As you do it, you know what to do. As from today, you will never be bankrupt on what to do again. I say you'll never be bankrupt on what to do again. Can I hear your loudest amen? One of our members, who is now a youth copper, sent me a text on the first day of this month, April, in the night. Last year, she came to me in the office here. I was crying. I said, what? He said, when she traveled home for holiday, the prophets in one of the churches there told her that she was going to die latest by April 1st, 2018. And gave her the reasons. And I remember that the Bible tells me in Psalm 119 verse 18 that I shall not die but live. So I told her, I said, it is a lie. Go back to Lagos and say, I said it, it's a lie. You will not die. So, and I had forgotten. So, 1st of April, she sent me, when I opened my eyes, I saw a long text. I thought, what kind of text is this one? Where do I want to start from or end from? So, as I read, said, I'm so person. I was in the lorry at so time. And then I came here at so time. And then you spoke that I will not die, but live. And I'm here, 1st of April, and I did not die. You will not die. I said, you will not die. I said, you will not die. Those that are planning death for you, they are the ones that will carry the death. Those that are wishing death for you, they and their children will carry the death. If death is good, let them carry it to their house. If death is so sweet, let them eat part of it. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Those wishing evil for you, they will use their head to carry cobweb.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Say amen very well, because if I get angry with these people this evening, if I begin to speak against them, you just see them one by one. Between now and 7 days, all of them has died. You will not die but live to declare the glory of God. You will not die but live to declare the glory of God. Until you are ready to swallow the pill of the word, you are not ready for wisdom. Also, the instruction in the Bible are the highest form of instruction for human affairs. The instruction in this Bible are the highest. Psalm 119 verse 98. Psalm 119 verse 98. There are instructions in this Bible. And those instructions is to change your life. Psalm 119 verse 98. 98. The instructions here are to change your life. Though through thy commandment had made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. With this Bible, you are wiser than your enemies. You can depict things from afar. You can predict what the enemy is trying to do against you. Because the Bible informs you. Informs you on marriage, informs you on finance, informs you on everything. You don't oversleep when you read this Bible. You don't, because you know what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. You know about the ants, you know what happens to them, you know how they plan their life. You say, you are not an ant, you're a human being. How can you now go about sleeping and snoring morning to night? Like you have BSc in sleepinology. For what reason? The Bible reveals to you everything you need to know, so you have your head is not a problem to your neck. You carry something. As from today, you will carry something.
Amen.
Friends, my time is up. I need to round up now. Counsel. That's the picture of A.L. William, the man that I told you that after 10 years of his business employed 160,000 staffs within 10 years of operation. That's an average of 110 staffs. He had an average of 100 plus staffs every 1 year. Average of 10,000 staffs every 1 year. Every year, 10,000. Another year, 10,000 plus. A man like you and I, you will get there. You will exceed that place. I said very soon, your own news will hit global news. I see people building multinationals here. I see people building multinationals here. From that your small business, great things will emerge. I'll be speaking about all that. We'll be speaking about the different people, the pastors and leaders that will be speaking as God, as Jesus tarries in this series. We'll be talking more about that. How to start small. How these little instructions can bring about a change in your life. But let's leave that for now. Now, counsel. Express your love for God daily. If you really want to have wisdom, express your love for God daily. Sing to Him in worship. Sing to Him in worship. Let Him know you love Him. Sing a love song to Him. When was the last time you were alone and you sang a love song to God? Sing a love song to God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You mean so much to me. So
much to me. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
You mean so much to me. So much to me. I love you, Lord.
So, sing a love song to Him. Express your love to God. Express your love to Him. Let Him know that whatever you do that makes you know that God, that expresses your love to God, do it regularly. Anything you do that you know this expresses love, if it is praising, if it is speaking, if it is giving, if it is service, if it is sacrifice, anything you do that you makes God know that you love Him, do it. Number two, counsel as we round up tonight, is study your word daily. If you want wisdom, study your word daily. Every blessed day of your life till you go to meet Jesus Christ, this book of the law must not depart from your mouth. Every blessed day you must read it. And you study it in massive chapters. You start from one chapter, then after some time you go to three chapters per day. After some time you go to five. You just take in the capsules, the pills every day. One of the reasons why a lot of Christians fall sick so often is because there is no immunity. This Bible gives us immunity. It gives you a lot of immunity against sickness and diseases. And number three counsel is secure divine wisdom from God every blessed day. Ask Him for wisdom. Every blessed day of your life. And finally, walk the walk of wisdom. When you walk in wisdom, wisdom multiplies. Walk with wisdom. Act with wisdom. Speak with wisdom. Let your daily conduct be wisdom based. Every blessed day of your life, walk in wisdom. Let your statements be wisdom quoted. Let your behavior be wisdom quoted. Everything you do, let people see God in your way of life. And as you do this, I see God showering you with wisdom that is beyond human comprehension. In your family, you will set a new record. In your family, you will set a new record. In your family, you will set a new record. Is somebody ready to pray for wisdom tonight? Rise up on your feet.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.